And what would you pound nails with? You might use a
hammer.
No. What about something that, if you have a wagon and two horses, what would you call a long wooden piece between the two horses?
A window.
And, what would you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel? If a man has a load of wood on his wagon and he's driving along, what would you say he's doing?
Yeah, I would know. Men do a lot of things with wood.
Yeah.
You know. I wouldn't really know. Probably going to build something. Mostly.
If you had something like a heavy bag of potatoes or some, maybe bricks, say a big bag of bricks, and you had to maybe, I don't know, say you're on a farm, you have a big heavy bag of bricks and you want to take it from the barn to the house, and you, if you can't pick it up and carry it, you have to just
drag it.
And if there were a log across the road and you wanted to get it out of the way, you might tie a rope around it and you'd say, well, I tied a rope around it and I
pulled it out of the street.
And another way of saying that would be that I tied a rope around it and
drag it out of the street.
What would you use to break the ground with in the spring? Might be something that might follow a horse and you might hold it. And what would you call that?
I don't know. Are you talking about the big thing that be on the back of it? I don't know.
Do you know very much about farming or anything about farming? Or
no, I don't know that much about it. I just know a plow.
Yeah. What would a harrow be? Did you ever hear that? What would the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Anything that'd be sticking out? No, I wouldn't know.
What would you call something, an X-frame, that you might lay a log across to chop it into lengths of firewood or something?
No.
If you straighten your hair, you might use a comb and a
brush.
And you might sharpen a straight razor on a leather. What would you put in a revolver? You might load it with
bullets.
And if you were maybe if you had an ink pen and it ran out of ink, you might change the
cartridge or whatever.
What kind of things might you have in a playground that you could play on?
Swings, the slide boards, the seesaws, merry-go-rounds, basketball court too, and they have the monkey bars, which you climb on, the little tatter balls.
What's a tatter ball?
It's the long, they have a pole coming up out of the ground,
yeah.
And they have a string attached to it. It's a long string, mm-hmm. And at the end of it have a ball on it, mm-hmm. Say a little round ball, mm-hmm. And two people play it.
Yeah.
And first one that can make the ball go all the way around, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard. So yeah. The other person is around there to hit it back. Both of you trying to get it goes two ways. That's it.
But you ever play frisbee? You throw frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that too.
That's a lot of fun.